And over the weekend, the soldiers of Alpha Company held a memorial service for Private First Class Miari and Specialist Jonathan Curtis, the two Americans who were killed in the motorcycle attack. The troops gathered on a patch of gravel at a forward operating base just a dozen miles from where the men were killed. There is ritual to these services. Soldiers stood in formation. At the front, large photographs of the two men. Between the two photographs, a pair of flags, the division flag on one side, the American flag on the other. And in front of the flags were memorial displays, each of the fallen soldiers' boots, dog tags, helmets, and guns. Captain Nick Stout, the company commander, was one of the speakers.
John and Andrew died as heroes and will be remembered as such. It's men like them that make the conscious decision day after day to throw on 60 pounds of equipment and walk out the front gate knowing full well of the dangers that they face. They stood in front of it without fear, with disregard for their own safety, and they did it for the men to their left and right. This is what makes men heroes.
A close friend of each soldier then offered a eulogy. First, Staff Sergeant Joseph Perminis spoke about Specialist Curtis. 24 years old, he leaves behind a 9-month-old daughter.
Curtis was a man of few words, a quiet soldier, a listener. He never complained, always the first to jump up and get the job done, and never wanted to be away from his squad.
Then Private First Class Jason Cavanaugh remembered his 21-year-old friend, Andrew Miari.
Drew, you were my best friend. He treated me like a brother in arms and a brother in blood. He will be missed dearly and never forgotten. I love you, man. You are my hero.
And then they called the roll.
Corporal Gray, Air Force One. PFC Miari. PFC Andrew Miari. PFC Andrew Amir Miari.
The members of Alpha Company filed forward to salute the memorial display. Some knelt down to touch it. Later that night, Alpha Company returned to the outpost where Curtis and Miari died, halfway through a year-long tour in Afghanistan. This is NPR News.